Report, President Joe Biden, Barack Obama. The Clintons to speak at Democratic National Convention. By Amy Furr on August 11, 2024. Democrat figures including President Joe Biden, former President Barack Obama, former President Bill Clinton, and failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will reportedly be speaking at the upcoming Democrat National Convention, DNC, in Chicago. In an article published Sunday, NBC News cited two sources familiar with the plans for the event, which is scheduled for August 19 through the 22nd. Obama and the Clintons spoke during the DNC in 2020. The outlet noted, adding that a source familiar said that former President Jimmy Carter's grandson Jason Carter is also confirmed to be speaking as a representative for his grandfather. Vice President Kamala Harris, who has chosen Minnesota's leftist Governor Tim Walz, D, as her running mate, is expected to formally accept the Democratic Party's nomination during the convention. In July, Breitbart News reported the DNC had slated Obama and Biden to speak at the upcoming event. Watch, Psaki, DNC going to run a process with goal of making VP Harris look strong. It is typical for former presidents and high-profile party leaders to speak at conventions. But it is unusual for a sitting president to give a speech at a convention. Lyndon Johnson, who did not run for re-election in 1968, did not even attend the Democratic National Convention, DNC, that year, the article read. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found that nearly one-third of Americans believe the process of Harris becoming the nominee has been unfair, Breitbart News reported Wednesday. The outlet detailed the events surrounding Harris's current situation. When President Joe Biden announced his decision to step away from running for re-election, he tapped Harris to replace him. Democrats quickly fell in line, throwing their support behind the former California U.S. Senator. Despite the apparent lack of enthusiasm, Democrats have charged on, coronating Harris as their nominee without the help of actual voters. The decision was made official on Friday, as the Democratic National Committee, DNC, nominated Harris, the only eligible candidate to receive votes, alienating 14 million Democrat voters in the process. Former President Donald Trump, who is running against Harris, recently attacked the way she became the nominee, calling her the first loser. She was the first loser when, during the primary system, during the Democrat primary system, she was the first one to quit. And she quit. She had no votes, no support, and she was a bad debater, by the way. Very bad debater, he said. Watch, DNC chair, have to see if Harris should accept Trump's offer for three debates, Trump's afraid to debate.